Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Ron Ben Margarita, Sharon Katz, Shifra Bat Sara, Shlomo Ben Sara, Dorit Bat Sara, and Ruth Bat Sara, and to Ilui Neshamot, Elevating of the Souls, for Malka Bat Meir, Daniel Nankin, Allegra Bat Shlomo, Lonita Adler, Helen Friedman, Harab Binyamin Kahana, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We're going to discuss two subjects this week. One is going to be JTF's continued involvement and increased involvement now with the Hilltop Youth, with the heroes that are on the hilltops in Judea and Samaria, that are protecting the land of Israel and working against the creation of an Arab terrorist state in Israel's biblical heartland. And we're going to be discussing Ben and Jerry's, the self-hating Judenrat capo scum, cowardly scum in Ben and Jerry's that have decided to boycott Israel and that want to try to destroy Israel and work with those who want to destroy Israel. Before we get to Ben and Jerry's, let's just start off by saying that JTF has always been involved in the campaign to save Yehudah and Shomron, Judea and Samaria, because if Judea and Samaria are given away, if the land of Israel is surrendered, and a so-called Palestinian state is created, even though there are no Palestinians and there is no Palestine, there has never been a Palestinian people in history, there's never been a Palestine in history, it's all an Arab lie and an Arab bluff. But there are evil people that are trying to create a so-called Palestine state in Israel's biblical heartland, which would be national suicide for Israel. And so JTF has always been involved in trying to strengthen the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria, who are there to prevent with their bodies the creation of such a state. Hundreds of thousands of Jews live in Judea and Samaria now for that purpose. And the more Jews we have there, the better. Because the whole world now wants to squeeze little Israel and get little Israel to surrender. And that's always been what the world has wanted. And so we have to put as many Jews there as possible in order to prevent that type of catastrophe, because if a so-called Palestine state is created, chas v'chalila, God forbid, Israel will be in borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide, completely indefensible suicide borders. Even extreme left Israeli politicians like Abba Eben, or Abba Eben in English, refer to those borders as Auschwitz lines, Holocaust lines, suicide lines. And so we have to do everything we can to prevent such a catastrophe. The Arab Muslim Nazi enemies of Israel, who are committed to destroying Israel and committed to wiping the Jews out, literally to committing genocide against the Jews, they promise in their media every day, and they promise over and over again to push the Jews into the sea and finish Hitler's job. They are committed to destroying the Jewish people. They are committed to another Holocaust. They will never accept the existence of a Jewish state in the middle of the Arab world, in the middle of the Muslim world. They will never accept it. Israel's existence will never be accepted by them. They will always work to exterminate Israel. They will never accept the existence of any non-Muslims in the Muslim world that have sovereignty. Never accept it. They believe the whole world belongs to the Muslims, and the Muslims have to conquer the whole world. They're certainly not going to allow a Jewish state to exist in the middle of the Muslim world. That's certainly never going to be tolerated by them. And so their goal is genocide, Holocaust. That's what they really want. And when Hamas, Fatah, the Egyptian, Jordanian, Syrian, and other media of the Arab world call for genocide, when the Egyptian television praise Hitler and call for extermination of the Jews, and all the Arab media call for the extermination of the Jews, including Arab countries that have supposed peace treaties with Israel, which are all lies. Which to their own people, they say it. We're lying. We're just lying to the Jews. They're not joking when they say they want another Holocaust. They've already perpetrated Holocausts against each other. In the Iran-Iraq war, 2 million Muslims were slaughtered by their fellow Muslims. In Syria, 1 million Muslims, 1 million Muslim men, women, and children have been slaughtered in the Syrian civil war. Muslims slaughtering Muslims. In Lebanon, A 500,000 Muslims since the 1970s have been slaughtered. The Muslims have committed holocausts against their own people, against their own fellow co-religionists. If this is what they do to their own women and children, if this is what they do to each other, they're certainly not joking when they promise to do it to us. They're certainly very serious when they say that if they succeed in achieving their goal of overrunning Israel, which is what they want to do, overrun Israel and wipe Israel off the face of the earth, wipe Israel off the map. If they succeed, God forbid, in doing it, they plan to exterminate the 7 million Jews of Israel and perpetrate another Holocaust. And remember, there are over 500 million Arab and Iranian Muslims surrounding little Israel. Over 500 million. So Israel's outnumbered almost 100 to 1. And you have these self-hating Jews, of course, who want Israel to commit suicide. And you have an insane Israeli government that is willing to create a so-called Palestinian state. You've had the Netanyahu government was willing. Netanyahu said he was willing. Now Bennett, his government is... These people are insane what they're doing, and they're creating a so-called Palestine state in 90 to 95% of Judea and Samaria. Okay, so here's what's happening. Heroic Jewish youth, the Maccabees of our generation, are taking over hilltops, uninhabited hilltops in Judea and Samaria, strategic hilltops at strategic points in Judea and Samaria. Because if they don't take it over, the Arabs are going to take it over. If the Arabs take it over, they'll have everything, they'll have the state and everything but name, and it'll be impossible to stop. It'll become inevitable and unstoppable. But these heroic Jews are going and taking over strategic hilltops throughout Judea and Samaria. And while they're on those hilltops, the Arabs can't come on the hilltops while they're on the hilltops. And as long as they're there, they are presenting an obstacle to creating a so-called Palestine state and to national suicide for Israel. And these are Jews who are in their teens and early 20s. Many of them are in their, some of them are in their early 20s, and they're already married with children. And they go with their wives and their children, and they live on hilltops with no electricity and no water. No running water. Can you imagine living with no electricity, no running water, and having little baby, having a little babies? And raising sheep and lambs and growing crops, planting trees and growing crops and trying to survive. Because you love the land of Israel and you don't want the Jewish people to commit suicide, and so you're willing to live a far more primitive existence than the comfortable existence that you could live if you just went... If you just left and went into a bigger community, a bigger settlement. These are the most heroic, idealistic heroes of our generation. They're not part of the selfish, apathetic, worthless youth of today who walk around with their finger up their tuchus and have no purpose in life. They're not like that. These are heroic, courageous young Jews. And we are obligated to support them, and no one supports them. No one supports them except for JTF, as far as I know. I mean, they do get contributions here and there from people. One-time contributions. But JTF is now giving them monthly donations now, so that they can run an information campaign. So they can run a public relations media information campaign. So that... When the Israeli government and the Israeli Supreme Court, when the evil self-hating Jews of Israel, that run Israel, send in bulldozers and send in the Israeli army and send in Israeli police to destroy one of these communities, to destroy their home on this hilltop, so that the hilltop can be taken over, God forbid, by the Arab Muslims, by our enemies. When they do this, when they try to come in and destroy a Jewish community or whatever they try to do, now they're going to have the means to have an education campaign, an information campaign, to counter this, to go to the media and to go to the public and show them what's going on here and give the other side of the story. Because before this, let me tell you what would happen without JTF. Let me tell you the difference between JTF intervening and giving them financial support and without JTF. No one else is going to do what JTF is doing. No one else. They've been looking for years for support. JTF is the only group that will do it. And let me tell you the difference. Without JTF, Sometimes their communities are destroyed. They're placed under arrest. They're ordered not to come back to their own families. They're not even allowed to go to their own wives and children because their wives and children are in Judea and Samaria, and they have orders that are given to them that they're not allowed to return to Judea and Samaria. Orders are issued against them by left-wing courts in Israel. These types of unbelievable, self-hating, Judenrat injustices are being perpetrated against them, and no one even knows about it because they can't. They don't have time to go to the media. They don't have time to have public relations. They're trying to feed their wives and their babies, and you know they're trying to make a living and feed and take care of their crops and take care of whatever they're doing on the hilltops, or trying to do some sort of work in order to bring food to the table for their families. They can't. They don't have time to do public relations work. These are young people who are trying to survive without support from the Jewish people. What a disgrace. But without support from the Jewish people, they're just trying to get by and survive, and they don't have time to spend all of their day monitoring what's going on and making sure that if anything bad happens to any Jewish community, that they'll be there to publicize it and protest, and that people will be there to protest. But with JTF, now we are funding at least someone there who will be coordinating, and they will have a public relations campaign now. God willing, now they're going to have a public relations, they're going to have someone all the time working on public relations funded by JTF. They'll have a public relations campaign so that they'll be able to go out to the media when one of these things happen. I'm talking about media that claim to be sympathetic to the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria, because you have media like that in Israel, in the religious nationalist community. And when that's publicized in the media, and when Jews come and protest when these things happen, and when there's pressure from the right put on these phony politicians that are willing to allow these terrible things to happen to the Jewish people, when that happens, they have a fighting chance of preventing expulsions and destruction of their homes and of the Israeli army and the Israeli police coming in and destroying what they're building there. If they have that, they have a fighting chance. That's what JTF is trying to give them, a fighting chance. And so we're going to be funding them on a regular basis. We're sending them regular funding on a regular basis, something which no other group is doing. No other group is doing that. No other group. And I know because we've spoken to them directly. They do not get, they get funding one time support from people here and there. But they don't get any group that on a regular basis, on a monthly basis, sends them money to run a public relations campaign and to coordinate their efforts and to prevent these terrible things from happening as best as they can. Now, this doesn't guarantee that there aren't going to be expulsions. This doesn't guarantee that their homes won't be destroyed here and there, and then they'll have to rebuild, and you know, they play a game of cat and mouse with the Israeli government. The Israeli government destroys their homes, they come back and rebuild, destroys, come back and rebuild. Sometimes that's what goes on. But that will happen hopefully less frequently because they'll have some public backing. They'll be able to bring Knesset members of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, to visit their hilltop communities. They'll be able to bring rabbis there, other prominent Israelis who claim to be sympathetic to the movement. They'll be able to bring them there and get support from them. They'll be able to do things which without the funding from JTF, they don't have the resources and the time to do it. They wouldn't have the resources and the time to do it without the funding from JTF. So what we're doing is essential to the campaign to save Judea and Samaria. And let me repeat what I say to you. When it comes to the heroes in the hilltop communities, who are the only ones that are leaving the settlements and building strategic hilltops, building everywhere around Judea and Samaria without permission from the government. They don't need permission from the government to build on land that doesn't belong to anyone. The land doesn't belong to anyone. The land doesn't belong to anyone. It belongs to the Jewish people. But if they wait for the government to approve, that'll never happen. And the Jewish people will end up with a so-called Palestinian state. What happens is when they go on these hilltops, Some of these communities eventually are recognized. Some of the settlements. This is how some of the settlements were. Many of the settlements were created in Judea and Samaria. They just went there and settled there, and eventually the settlements were recognized by the government and created, and now the settlements are there. That's how a lot of the settlement movement got moving in Judea and Samaria, and they're just continuing that. And these are law-abiding citizens. These are law-abiding citizens of Israel. They're not breaking any laws. In fact, they're protecting the people of Israel. They're protecting the people of Israel from the creation of an Arab-Muslim-Nazi terrorist state. Because if the Arab-Muslim-Nazis create a terrorist state in Judea and Samaria, if these hilltop people are not allowed to stay there, and the Arab-Muslim-Nazis create a terrorist state, the end result will be that every single Jew will be within the range of Arab artillery fire and Arab rockets. All of Israel will become like what happens around Gaza now. Around Gaza now, thousands and thousands of Arab rockets are fired on Sderot and Ashdod and other communities around Gaza. That'll be all of Israel. Planes will not be able to fly into Ben Gurion Airport because the so-called Palestine state will be a mile away from the airport. Every Arab terrorist with a shoulder-fired missile can blow a plane out of the sky. That's what will happen. There'll be no security at the airport. There'll be no security anywhere in Israel. It will be an unmitigated catastrophe. Chas v'chalila, God forbid. And so we got to do everything we can to prevent this. And JTF is stepping in where no one else has done anything. There are other people in Israel who claim to be supportive and sympathetic and say that this is a holy movement. We have rabbis, prominent rabbis, and others who have said that we must support them and so on. But meanwhile, in terms of practical support, they don't get any practical support. That they're not getting. Only JTF is providing practical support. So when you help JTF, you're helping the Jews in Judea and Samaria. You're helping the hilltop youth. Remember that. The true heroes of our generation. The Jews that are really, really sacrificing and really giving up everything for the land of Israel. That's who you're helping when you're helping JTF. And JTF, again, we're the only group, not only in the United States, we're the only group in Israel anywhere that on a consistent, regular basis is providing now monthly payments to support these people. We're the only group doing that. The only group. And there is no cause more important than this right now if you're interested in the survival and security of Israel. No cause is more important than this. All right. So that's the role we're playing in Judea and Samaria. And we'll continue to update you as time goes by. Now, Ben and Jerry's. You know, the self-hating Jews of America have such a horrible, evil history. The American Jewish community, which created Hollywood. Yes, the Jews did create Hollywood. The producers, the directors, the film writers, 80, 90% of them were Jewish, even though the Jews were 1% of the population. Because the Jews are just brilliant people. And they created, in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, they created magnificent movies, a magnificent movie industry, with many movies that were actually quite moral, with great moral stories. The movies in the old days, the really old days, like 80, 90 years ago, the movies were actually great, fantastic movies, breathtakingly great movies, with great acting and great scripts, and they weren't filthy, and they weren't the type of sewage that you have out of Hollywood today. And in those days, almost all the leading figures were Jewish. Well, the vast majority of the figures in Hollywood who were behind all of this were Jewish. It was Jewish brains that was behind this. So the Jews had tremendous influence in Hollywood, tremendous influence in the media. They owned the biggest newspaper in the United States, the New York Nazi Times, and at that time newspapers were the way to influence people at that time. And the New York Nazi Times, a newspaper owned by self-hating German Jews, assimilated, intermarried self-hating German Jews, the lowest of the low, Jewish Nazis, actually literally Jewish Nazis, who literally backed Hitler in the 1930s, who called him Herr Hitler and defended him in the New York Nazi Times. They said he's not a dictator. They said he's restored pride, he's restored honor to the German people, and he's not a dictator. He's not like Mussolini, who has a one-party system in Italy, and he still has a lot of parties in the Reichstag, so he's not really a dictator. Continuously defending him, continuously propagandizing on his behalf, and this was one of the things that encouraged the German Nazis to set out and carry out the Holocaust. When they saw, because the German Nazis used to test world reaction before they did things. Kristallnacht and other things they did were all tests. Even the Warsaw Ghetto, all of these were tests to see, well, how will the world react if we do these things? They were concerned about world reaction. And when they saw that the largest newspaper in America, the most influential and powerful newspaper in America, owned by Jews, was supporting them and defending them, they knew that they could do anything and get away with it. They knew they could do anything to the Jews, and millions of Jews could be murdered in the worst way possible, the worst crime in human history, and they'd get away with it. They knew that. So the Jews in America, the role that they played during the Holocaust, the shameful, horrible, murderous role they played, they murdered 6 million Jews. American Jews murdered 6 million Jews. American Jews murdered 6 million Jews. American Jews who voted for Roosevelt, who deliberately did everything he could to enable the Germans to carry out the Holocaust, refusing to bomb the rail lines to Auschwitz, refusing to destroy the death camps. The American Air Force had complete mastery over German skies. They could have destroyed the whole German mass murder machinery easily and stopped the Holocaust dead in its tracks. They could have easily done that. But they refused. The only roads in Germany that were not bombed, every road in Germany was bombed and destroyed by the Allied bombers, by the American and British air forces. The only roads that weren't destroyed were the roads that led the Jews to the death camps. Those roads they deliberately didn't touch because they wanted the Jews to be exterminated, Roosevelt and Churchill and Winston Churchill. Yimach shmam b'zichram shem reshaim yirkav. And so, American Jews, 80-90% of them voted for Roosevelt. They supported him enthusiastically. They loved Roosevelt. When Roosevelt died, the Orthodox, conservative, and reform so-called movements in Judaism all declared a day of mourning. They declared a day of mourning when Roosevelt died. While 6 million Jews were being murdered, they never declared any day of mourning. They never did a thing. They never spoke up. They did nothing. Nothing! But Roosevelt they defended. That's the history of American Jews during the Holocaust. The blood of 6 million Jews is on their hands. And yes, there are exceptions. Ben Hecht was an exception. He tried to organize. He was the only one who actually did anything. Ben Hecht organized a group of right-wing Jabotinsky Jews who did have protests, and they had in Madison Square Garden, they showed a play, and they had protests, and they put full-page ads in newspapers, and they did everything they could to arouse the American Jewish community, and American Jewish leaders and American Jews condemned them. They were so embarrassed by they saying this, oy, 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 they're going to cause anti-Semitism. How evil the history of American Jewry is when it comes to the Holocaust. And now with Israel, look at American Jews in Israel. 78% of American Jews voted for Barack Hussein Osama, a Muslim Nazi Jew hater, for President of the United States. Barack Hussein Osama. We've showed you the picture of him posing with Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. Remember Louis Farrakhan who was proud, who said he liked when the Jewish leaders compared him to Hitler. The Jewish leaders said, you sound just like Hitler the way you're speaking about the Jews, because he was saying the Jews deserve a Holocaust and they should be exterminated. And so the Jewish leaders started comparing him to Hitler, and Farrakhan said, and I quote, I like when the Jews compare Farrakhan to Hitler. Hitler was a great man. Hitler was a very great man. Unquote. And Obama supported Farrakhan. Obama went to the 1995 Million Man March. Obama supported Farrakhan and supported the destruction of Israel. And the Jews put him in the White House for 2 terms to pressure Israel, to try to get Israel to commit suicide. The Jews put him in the White House. I mean, the Jews helped put him in the White House. The Jews, he would have won without the Jews, unfortunately, because America as a whole has gone crazy. So even without the Jews, he would have won. But the Jews, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested now in talking about what American Jews did. American Jews voted for him. 78% voted for this Muslim anti-Semite? This is who they vote for? This is who they support? No, they didn't give a damn about Israel. They still don't give a damn about Israel. And now you have Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's with their filthy, stinking, unhealthy ice cream, which is poison. And you Jews, by the way, after you find out what Ben and Jerry's is all about, if you continue to eat their ice cream, I hope you choke on it. I hope you get cancer and heart disease and all the other diseases under the sun from their ice cream. You should choke on it. You Jews that don't have any principles and that will continue to patronize our enemies, you should choke. Ben and Jerry's just announced they're boycotting Israel. Oh yes, I know it was reported that they said the so-called West Bank, that they're boycotting Judea, which is Judea and Samaria in reality. There's no West Bank, it's Judea and Samaria. They said they're really boycotting Judea and Samaria, but no. What happened was Ben and Jerry's was acquired by a Gentile company in the year 2000. And that Gentile British-Dutch company announced they don't want to boycott Israel as a whole. They stopped that plan to boycott all of Israel as a whole. But the Jews in Ben and Jerry's, the two self-hating Judenrat Kapo Jews, cowardly, low-life, human sewage, human scum, Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, may their names and memories be obliterated, may the name of the wicked rot, may Hashem bring every curse and disease on them under the sun, may they burn in hell forever. Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, the two founders, and the other self-hating Jews in Ben and Jerry's, they want to boycott Israel, they want to boycott all of Israel. In other words, they're even more anti-Semitic than the British and Dutch anti-Semites. The British and Dutch company are also anti-Semites. But they're not as anti-Semitic as the Jewish anti-Semites. The Jewish anti-Semites are more anti-Semitic than the Gentile anti-Semites in Ben and Jerry's. Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, they support all the Arab terrorists that want to destroy Israel. And let me make something very clear. Anyone who's against Israel and supports the Arabs is a Nazi. Because that's supporting the new Holocaust and the new genocide, because the Arabs have made it clear that their goal is genocide. You are a protagonist and a proponent of the new Holocaust and the new genocide when you go against Israel. Because the consequences of Israel being defeated and overrun by the Arab Muslim Nazis would be genocide, a Holocaust would take place. And that's what you're supporting when you're against Israel. And that's what Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield And their candidate for president, Bernie Sanders. Yes, that's who they supported for that's who they support for president, Bernie Sanders. They made ice cream flavors after Bernie Sanders. They also made an ice cream flavor, by the way, after Linda Sarsour. You know who Linda Sarsour is? An Arab Muslim Nazi piece of subhuman filth who has made the most vicious, openly anti-Semitic attacks on the Jewish people, has called for the destruction of Israel, and she's the head of the Me Too movement. She's supposed to be the head of the feminist Me Too movement. All these Jewish feminists, all these Jewish lesbos, they're marching under the banner of this Arab Muslim Nazi. She's the feminist. By the way, she's a feminist. She wears the hijab. A Muslim, a religious Muslim woman is a feminist? Are you kidding me? The Muslim religion, which says that women are all going to hell because all they do is complain, it says in the hadith, a religion which we're in Muslim countries, rape is not a crime. The woman who's raped is put on trial. She's accused of having done something wrong because she tempted the man. So she's guilty. The rapist is not guilty. You know how many Muslim countries like Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, you know how many Muslim countries this has happened in? Hundreds of millions of Muslim girls at the age of 5 and 6 year old girls have their clitorises cut off. Their clitorises are cut off because we have to make sure that the women are not allowed to enjoy it. They have to have their clitorises removed. Their clitorises are cut off with broken bottles and rusty cans. In Egypt, 90% of the Muslim women have had their clitorises removed when they were little girls. And religious, and someone could, how any woman could be part of a religion like that is beyond belief, beyond understanding. But these women are part of this religion, and she and they appoint her. All the ugly Jewish lesbos and the other lesbos who are in the feminist movement, they appoint her to be the head of the feminist and Me Too movement. She was the head of the Me Too demonstrations and Me Too movement. They put her in charge. And she openly backs Louis Farrakhan, of course. Openly backs the black Hitler Louis Farrakhan. Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's, the Jews of Ben and Jerry's, had an ice cream flavor. They made a special ice cream flavor in honor of Linda Sarsour. Linda Sarsour, who wants to destroy the Jewish people and commit a Holocaust against the Jewish people and defends a religion that, I mean, they cut the clitorises off of six-year-old Muslim girls. What would they do, God forbid, to Jewish girls if they ever had the chance? Look what they do to Arab Muslim girls in these civil wars. They use chemical warfare and chemical gases and the worst, most brutal, atrocious war crimes against their own women and children. What do you think they would do to Jewish kids if they could? They do the same thing the German Nazis did during the Holocaust to Jewish children. And the Jews in Ben and Jerry's defend them. And the Jews in Ben and Jerry's support them. And they make an ice cream flavor in honor of Linda Sarsour. They did that, by the way, in 2018. They made an ice cream flavor in honor of her. 2017, 2018. And now they've announced they're boycotting Israel. Oh, what a surprise. You filthy low-life cowards. Low-life cowards. You know, every month they have another thing they announce. They support Black Lives Matter. They support defunding the police. They support every left-wing evil cause under the sun they support. They're just pure evil. Pure evil. So I hope you eat their unhealthy ice cream. By the way, ice cream in general is very unhealthy. Anyone who's interested in surviving should never touch any ice cream from any company. Now, Ben & Jerry's is especially evil now because they're supporting the Nazi genocide against the Jewish people. But any ice cream is very unhealthy. The sugar, the saturated fat, the cholesterol. It's the worst thing you could possibly. I mean, that's the ultimate thing that will cause heart disease and all types of other disease, cancer, heart disease, strokes, you name it. Diabetes. Ice cream is the worst thing you can eat. Any ice cream. But you self-hating Jews, if you're a self-hating Jew, please eat more. Eat plenty of it. But if you're a Jew with an ounce of decency or morality, or a righteous Gentile with an ounce of decency or morality, you should never touch. First of all, you shouldn't eat ice cream because it's unhealthy, and never, never touch an evil company like Ben & Jerry's. Never. For you should never patronize evil people or evil companies. Never. That's the worst thing you could do. That's the worst thing you can do. You will pay on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, a very heavy price if you do that. Ben and Jerry's Israel. They have a branch in Israel. And the branch in Israel, because this is very unpopular when they announced they're boycotting Israel, obviously Israelis were very offended. So the head of the Israel branch said, no, we disagree with the decision to boycott Israel. We didn't know about it. And he's now presenting himself. His name is Zinger. Zinger. Shem Reshaim Yirkab. May the name of the wicked rot. This phony low-life traitor is presenting himself now as if he's some Israeli patriot who was always against this. He knew for years, anyone who knew anything about Ben & Jerry's knew for years that they're the worst self-hating scum. The worst of the worst. When they made the flavor several years ago for Linda Sarsour, he didn't know any better. He didn't know what was going on at the time. He was still working with them then. That was okay. Now he says, oh, I didn't know anything about it. And you have some Jews who are so, just to show you what type of generation we have, why JTF is so essential. You have some Jews who call themselves right wing who say, yeah, we should eat even more Ben and Jerry's now and support him because he, the Israel Ben and Jerry's, the Ben and Jerry's in Israel, he's a patriot. He's standing against them. He's against their decision. Please. You've got to be kidding. So they're actually going to give more profits to this evil company. He's just as evil as they are. He's a money-grubbing pig. A filthy money-grubbing pig. He should drop dead, that filthy pig. We're in this world to make this a better world. To stand for righteousness and justice and truth. To stand against those who are purveyors of genocide and Holocaust and Muslim hatred and terrorism and who want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth and commit other Holocausts against the Jewish people. We're in this world to stand against those injustices, those forces of evil. We're in this world to stand for what's right and what's true. Every Jew and every righteous Gentile have a higher calling. All of us have a higher purpose in this world. And what we have to do is stand for the truth. And JTF says things that are unpopular and controversial. Sometimes, yes, we do. Because somebody has to tell the truth. Someone has to tell the truth in this generation of darkness. Remember, in the end, the good guys are going to win. Even though we don't have the billionaires on our side, we don't have George Soros and all the evil billionaires supporting us. We don't have any of them backing us. And yes, Adelson and the other billion, they're not good people. Okay, he backed the Likud and Netanyahu and other people that are bad for Israel. They're not good people. We don't have good people backing the true Jewish heroes of Israel and the true Jewish heroes of our generation. We never did. When I was leading the campaign for Soviet Jewry in the JDL, together with our great leader, Moreno Verabbeinu Harav Meir Kahana Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, when I was leading that campaign, we didn't have the backing of any establishment people or billionaires or powerful people. They didn't back us. Of course not. But Hashem has promised us that in the end, he's going to bring final redemption and eternal redemption to the righteous. He promises us this, and his prophets promise us this in the Tanakh, in the Bible, and in the Torah. And there's no question it will come true. And he's doing it. Look, despite how evil people have been in these past generations, Hashem is pushing the Jews back into Israel. There are now 7 million Jews in Israel. They're already half of the world. I think about half of the world's Jews live in Israel now. I think it's already about 50% of the world's Jewish population. And it's the one place where Jews have a large birth rate, where Jews are growing, where there's a flourishing Jewish life. Everywhere else, the Jews are disappearing, intermarrying, assimilating, and disappearing. Hashem will always keep his word. And look at how he's done that. 10 of ye shall chase 1,000 of them. 100 of ye shall put 10,000 of them to flight. You'll win tremendous victories. In the six-day war, little Israel outnumbered 100-1 in 6 days, quadruples in size. I mean, just things that even Hollywood couldn't create, these things. In our own lifetime, we see unbelievable miracles of biblical proportion. You have to be blind not to see what's going on. The land that was desolate and a desolate, malaria-ridden swampland on the coast. That's what Israel was. And inward, it was like a desert, even worse than a desert in certain spots. Desolate, horrible, uninhabitable. Now, the most flourishing, beautiful, magnificent, lush land you could find anywhere in the world. Hashem is keeping all of his promises and fulfilling them one by one, and we're moving toward that final era. We're in the final era already because Israel, we're back in a sovereign Jewish state, and Hashem is pushing us in this direction. So in the end, the good guys are going to win. But don't you think that the wise thing to do then is be on the side of those who are trying to push the forces of truth and justice forward and righteousness instead of those who want to create catastrophe? Because before the final redemption comes, There can be terrible tragedies. Many people can be killed, God forbid. Terrible things can happen. In the end, the good guys are going to win, but before then, there could be terrible, terrible tragedies and catastrophes that will bring terrible suffering to the good people in the world, God forbid. And that's what we want to prevent. And that's the side that you should be on. You have to decide which side you're on. Ben and Jerry's and Bernie Sanders and Linda Sassoor and these other beasts that want to destroy Israel, or the heroic Jews in Judea and Samaria that are living on without electricity and without, well, some of them are going to get electricity because of JTF pretty soon. We're helping with that, but without electricity, without running water, without just living like that sometimes for years to save the Jewish people. Nobody's there to thank them. Nobody's there to help them. But JTF is going to help them, and you can be part of that too. You can tell them through JTF, their fight is our fight. Their battle is our battle. We're going to fight for the truth just like they're fighting for the truth. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.